Saturday, May 17th, 4:45 p.m. in my bedroom. I was so physically and mentally exhausted from my week at NHH, I could have slept forever. I finally dragged myself out of bed around noon, only because I had promised Brianna that I'd spend the afternoon in the kitchen helping her try to earn her cooking badge. Again. I was eating lunch and skimming my mom's recipe book for quick and easy snacks when I got a text from Brandon. Brandon, so how was your week at Hogwarts? Love the tacky uniforms, LOL. Nikki, it was good. Can't wait to get back to WCD. How was Southridge? Brandon, we had fun hanging out with Maxi. Definitely one cool dude. His little bro, Oliver and Brianna, are BFFs. Nikki, yep, I'm trying to help her earn a cooking badge for Scouts. Any ideas for a super easy brat-proof snack? Brandon, how about caramel popcorn balls? Yummy, too. Nikki, popcorn balls? Are you kidding me? Sounds way too complicated. Brandon, nope, super easy. Even I can make them, and I'm a cruddy cook. I made some last night. Nikki, really? What are the ingredients? Brandon, just popcorn and caramel candy. Cooks in microwave. Nikki, that's all? Very cool. Be right back. Nikki, we have popcorn, but no caramel candy. Brandon, I have a bag of candy. We'll bring it right over. Nikki, you're coming to my house? Now? Nikki, Brandon? Nikki, hello? Are you there? Nikki, we'll just cook a PB&J sandwich. Nikki, ? I was a little worried when Brandon disappeared like that right in the middle of us texting each other. About 15 minutes later, there was a knock on my front door, and when I opened it, Brandon was standing there holding a bag of caramels. You said you needed caramels, right? He grinned. And since I'm here, I'll share my secret recipe for popcorn balls and help out. Brandon said his super easy recipe was only 3 steps. 1. Melt 28 caramel candies into a sauce with 2 tablespoons of water in the microwave. 2. Cook 1 bag of popcorn and 3. Stir them together, shape into balls, and eat. He said it was an ingenious, foolproof recipe that he could make with his eyes closed. But was it Brianna-proof? Brianna was excited about making popcorn balls, and Brandon and I were excited to be hanging out with each other after a long week apart. However, after Brandon prepared the sauce, Brianna got an attitude and started trying to boss everyone around. Listen, Brianna, while Brandon stirs the caramel sauce, you get to microwave the popcorn. Doesn't that sound like fun? I said cheerfully. No, I want to stir the caramel sauce, she pouted. You're really good at making popcorn, so that's going to be your job, I said sternly. I read the microwave popcorn box aloud. Place 1 bag of popcorn in microwave. Set microwave to cook for 4 minutes. Makes 3 servings. Okay, I'll make the stupid popcorn, Brianna finally muttered. But as soon as I'm done, I'm gonna stir the caramel sauce and taste it too. You're not the boss of me. Then she stuck her tongue out at me. I was super embarrassed that she was acting like such a brat in front of Brandon. I handed Brianna the box of popcorn. If you need any help, let me know. Soon, the caramel sauce was ready and cooling to room temperature, and the popcorn was popping in the microwave. The sweet and savory aromas in the kitchen smelled delish. Cooking with Brandon was actually kind of, romantic. Scooby! He stared at me and smiled, and I stared at him and smiled. All of this staring and smiling went on, like, forever. Until we were rudely interrupted by Brianna. She was gleefully stirring the caramel sauce and humming to herself. Suddenly, she decided to sneak a taste and brought the huge bowl up to her mouth and tipped it sideways. "Brianna, what are you doing?" I gasped. "Put that down right now before you accidentally..." That's when Brianna said, "Oops!" Brandon and I stared in horror as, sploosh, the caramel sauce slowly poured down the front of her shirt until she was covered in a huge, sticky mess. "Just great." I grabbed some paper towels and was about to clean her up when I heard a ridiculously loud racket coming from the microwave. Pop, 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 pop. "Why does it sound like July 4th fireworks in there?" I asked, peering inside the microwave and noticing it was completely filled with popcorn. "Brianna, what did you do?"
"I did exactly what you said. I put in 4 bags for 3 minutes to make 1 serving," she yelled at me.
"No! The direction said 1 bag for 4 minutes to make 3 servings," I groaned.
"Oops,"
Brianna muttered again. I hit the stop button and opened the door to the microwave. I was shocked and surprised when... OMG! Brianna and I are practically buried alive in a huge avalanche of popcorn. What a disaster. It took us an hour to clean up the humongous mess Brianna had made. She did try to help, but because she was still covered in sticky caramel, she just ended up a giant ball of popcorn and random kitchen stuff.
Oops.
Brianna, the human popcorn ball. But at least she was a super yummy human popcorn ball.
Yum! This stuff tastes good!
Brianna snacks on herself. Lucky for Brianna, Brandon had managed to save a cup of caramel sauce that was left over in the bowl, and I found a lot of popcorn still inside the microwave. So Brianna was able to make a dozen mini popcorn balls, which she took to her scout meeting later in the afternoon. When Brianna got home, she excitedly explained how everyone at her meeting loved her bite-sized popcorn balls and begged for more. Then she showed me her brand new cooking badge. I congratulated my little sister and told her how proud I was of her that she had not given up. Then I gave her a really big hug. I was also proud of myself for being a mature, supportive, and patient big sister. Until Brianna asked me to help her earn a gourmet chef badge. All she had to do was plan, prepare, and serve a formal 4-course gourmet dinner for 6 people. That's when I ran upstairs screaming, locked myself in my bedroom, and hid in the back of my closet. Sorry, but cooking with Brianna was a risky and dangerous activity, and seriously, I would never, ever do it again. Unless, of course, Brandon was going to be Brianna's assistant chef. Scoop!